Today's Mishnayos on Masechtes Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud, and Mishnah Yud Aleph. Today's Mishnayos are being learned Ilui Nishmas, Reb Tzvi Hirsch, Reb Yosef, Pinchas Halevi. So, the previous Mishnayos were discussing the halacha that a person is not allowed to sell tevel, and a person is not allowed to sell Demai. And there were different, unconventional cases that the Mishnah discussed where there's a thought that maybe a person would be violating this halacha. The very last mishnah that we learned discussed a chaver, someone that's careful in the laws of Trumas u'Maisras, he's also careful in the laws of Tumah v'Tahira, and an Am Haaretz, who's someone that's not careful in the laws of Trumas u'Maisras, and he's not careful in the laws of Tumah v'Tahira, that were brothers, and they yarshin their father, who was an Am Haaretz. Now, the chaver was sensitive to what exactly he inherited from his father. And the reason is because he doesn't want to inherit anything that's tameh. Because if he inherits something that's tameh, he's not going to be able to benefit from it. Dam Haaretz doesn't really care. So the question is, could the chaver tell the Am Haaretz, I'm going to take the things that I know are tahar, or the things that were never mukhshar lekabel tameh. You take the things that are tameh. I'll take the things that are not demai. You take the things that are demai. Because you don't care anyway, so it's zen nene v'zeloi chaser. Is it okay for him to do that, or is it not okay for him to do that? And the Mishnah said it depends. If they're dividing apples and apples, literally, chitin and chitin, then it's okay. If, however, it's not apples and apples, it's chitin and tsa'irim, then it's not okay. And the reason is, because if it's chitin b'chitin, we say yesh breir. If it's chitin and tsa'irim, we say ein breir. If we say yesh breir, then the way we look at the Yerusha happening is as each brother is yarshining directly from the father. If that's the case, then really the chaver is doing nothing wrong by telling his brother, the Am Haaretz, to take the peiros that are demai or to take the peiros that are tameh. However, when it's chitin v'sa'irim, we say ein breira. Ein breira means that really the Yerusha is not happening directly from the father. Rather, both brothers are yarshining everything. Then between themselves, they're working out an arrangement. I'll take this in exchange for that. You take that in exchange for this. That's viewed as a mechira. So it's almost like the brothers are selling to each other what the other brother is going to get. That's a privately negotiated arrangement because from the Yerusha perspective, everybody yarshined everything. Now it's incumbent upon them to figure out exactly how they're going to divide it. That's already considered a separate transaction. It's as if the chaver then is going to be selling the peiros that are tameh or are not mesukon to the Am Haaretz. That's something he's not allowed to do. And for that reason, it's not going to be okay. So this next Mishnah is going to discuss a similar case. However, this Mishnah is not talking about Tumah v'Tahira. This Mishnah is not talking about Trumas u'Maisras. Rather, this Mishnah is talking about Avodah Zarah and Yayin Nesach. So what we need to know for this Mishnah is that a person is not allowed to have Hanah from Avodah Zarah, a person is not allowed to have Hanah from Yayin Nesach. Additionally, if somebody would have Avodah Zarah and he would sell it, the money would now have the din of the Avodah Zarah, and he wouldn't be able to have Hanah from the money. If a person had Yayin Nesach and he sold it, the money would have a din of the Yayin Nesach, and he wouldn't be able to have Hanah from the money either. The Mishnah is going to talk about a ger, that's a convert, a Ger Tzedek, and a Nachri, that's an Ein Yehudi, that both yarshin their father, that was a Nachri, that was an Ein Yehudi. Now, it's interesting. If a Ger yarsh has a father that's not Jewish, and the father dies, does he yarshin his father? Midei Raisa, he doesn't. A Goy yarshins Midei Raisa, but a Ger doesn't. The reason is because Ger Shen Eskayer, Gekot and Shenoy L'Dami. So we look at him as a new person. He has a neshama, now he's a yid. He's kikan shenayla dami. And as a result, he doesn't yarshin his father, midday raisa. However, midrabbanan he does. So really, when you talk about a ger v'nachri that are going to yarshin their father, that's a goy. The goy is yarshini midday raisa, ironically. The yid is only yarshini midrabbanan. So it says the Mishnah, ger v'nachri, yashu zaviyam nachri. What happens if a ger and a nachri, they're both yarshini their father, that was a nachri. Yachad hu lo imar. So the ger can tell the nachri, the yid can tell the not yid, toil ato avodah zarah, you take the avodah zarah, v'ani mois, I want to take the money. You take the Yayin Nesach, Vani Peiros, and I'm going to take the Peiros. Now, the Yid doesn't want to take the Avodah Zarah because he has nothing to do with it. The Yid doesn't want to take the Yayin Nesach, he has nothing to do with it. Just so happens he has a brother that's a guy who has no problem with the Avodah Zarah. He certainly has no problem with the Yayin Nesach. So he tells him, you keep it. I'll take the non-Avodah Zarah, the non-Yayin Nesach. So the Mishnah says he could do it. Now, why would you think he can't do it? You would think he can't do it because maybe when they divide it, it's as if the Yid is selling the Avodah Zarah, he's selling the Yayin Nesach, which means that whatever he takes in exchange is going to have dinim of Avodah Zarah, dinim of Yayin Nesach. You're not allowed to have enough from Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to have enough from Yayin Nesach. It shouldn't be okay. Kamash will on the Mishnah that it's fine. Now, the Mishnah is a very big Kiddush. The reason the Mishnah is a big Kiddush, and the reason we spoke at the introduction to the Mishnah, is because over here, we're talking about where they're not dividing apples and apples. You take the Avodah Zarah, I'll take the money. It's not the same thing. You take the wine, I'll take the fruit. It's not the same thing. If you're dividing things that are different, we saw in the previous Mishnah, Ein Breira. If it's Ein Breira, we look at the Yachloiku as if it's a sale. If it's a sale, then really you should not be able to have Anah from what you took in exchange, because we should look at it as money that you got in exchange for selling Avodah Zarah, which should be also Anah. Kamashmal in the Mishnah, it's fine anyways. And the reason it's okay is because being that the whole Yerusha of the Ger is only a Yerusha the Rabbanan, it's not a real Yerusha. So the Rabbanan were Mekel, and the Rabbanan said that in this case, even though Ein Breira, because it's not Chitin with Chitin, it's not apples and apples, still the halach is, you'll be able to have Anah. The Mishnah says, V'imish Shabo, the Rishos HaGer, that if the Avodah Zarah already came into the Rishos of the Ger, let's say the Ger already took the Avodah Zarah, and now he goes over to his brother and he says, you know what, I got the Avodah Zarah, I don't want the Avodah Zarah. You take the Avodah Zarah, in exchange I'm going to take the money. Also, then it's going to be also, because then it's certainly viewed as if you're selling the Avodah Zarah. Mishnah Yer Aleph. So Mishnah Yer Aleph is going to return to the regular program, which is the laws of Trumas U'Maisris, and specifically it's going to discuss Peiros that grew in a place called Surya. So Surya is a location, a geographic location, that's talked about in different places in Shas, most notably the first perek of Masechtas Gittin, and it was a place that in certain regards had a din of Eretz Yisrael, in other regards it did not have a din of Eretz Yisrael. It's totally in the machloikis of kibush yachid shmei kibush or loy shmei kibush. There's some Jewish history associated with the land of Surya. Regardless, it was close to Eretz Yisrael, it was annexed to Eretz Yisrael, and in certain respects, it was treated like Eretz Yisrael. Other respects, it was not. What we need to know is, as it relates to the laws of Trumas U'Maisris, it was treated like Eretz Yisrael, Midrabban. Not Midrabban, Midrabban. So if somebody has Peiros that grow in Surya, the halach is, he's chayv in Trumas U'Maisris, albeit Midrabban. Another interesting piece that is very much going to underpin the Mishnah is that roiv of the Peiros that were in Surya came from Chutz Laretz. They used to import a lot of Peiros from different areas in Chutz Laretz. That was the Metzias. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, you assume Reiv of the Peiros are from homegrown in Eretz Yisrael. But in Surya, Reiv of the Peiros came from Eretz Yisrael. So with that akdama, Zok the Mishnah, Moicha Peiros b'Surya, if somebody sells Peiros in Surya, now the Moicha was an Am Ha'aretz. So, and the Loikeach was a Chavar. So somebody is buying Peiros from an Am Ha'aretz in Surya. How does that impact the laws of Demai? Ordinarily, if somebody buys Peiros from an Am Ha'aretz, you have Masechtas Demai. What happens if somebody is buying Peiros from an Am Ha'aretz, but he's buying it in Surya? For Amar, if the Moicha says, Mishal Eretz Yisrael, hein, that I want you to know these Peiros came from Eretz Yisrael, Saralach is chayv la'aser, he's chayv to be ma'aser. The Lekeach would have to give ma'aser just like any time he buys the mine. If the Moicha specifically told the Lekeach that these Peiros came from Eretz Yisrael, that means they're chayv and trumas from ma'aseris. If the chayv and trumas from ma'aseris, ordinarily you trust the person when he tells you that I was already ma'afis trumas from ma'aseris, and I'm Eretz, we don't trust, that's the homosachta, and as a result, the buyer, the chaver, it's like any chaver that buys Peiros from an Am Ha'aretz, he has to give ma'aseris, he would have to give ma'aseris as well. Musar in him. What happens if the Am Ha'aretz tells the chaver, these Peiros came from Eretz Yisrael, but I want you to know I was ready ma'afish ma'aseris. So the halach is Nemon. He's believed. Now this is a chiddush. Why would he be believed? You never trust Am Ha'aretz to say he was ma'afish ma'aseris. Why all of a sudden are you trusting him? So the Mishnah says along this. The reason is ha'pesha asar hu ha'pesha hiter. So there's a concept in Shas known as pesha asar pesha hiter, which means that if a person says something that ordinarily he wouldn't be believed to say, but at the same time, he has a migu, that if he wanted, he didn't have to say anything. And had he not said anything, you would have believed him. So then, we trust him to say even something that he didn't say. So for example, if the Am Ha'aretz would have been quiet, and he wouldn't have said that these Peiros came from Eretz Yisrael, We mentioned in the introduction, Roiv of the Peiros in Surya came from Chutz Laaretz. Peiros Chutz Laaretz Anachai and Shumas Amaisras. So we would have assumed the Chaver, when he buys the Peiros from Namaretz, he doesn't have to be Mafra Shumas Amaisras, because we would say it came from Chutz Laaretz. If it came from Chutz Laaretz, it's Pater from Shumas Amaisras. What happened? That Maaretz said something he didn't have to say. He said they came from Eretz Yisrael. He messed himself up. The minute he says it came from Eretz Yisrael, now it's Chayv and Shumas Amaisras. Now you don't even believe that Maaretz to say that he was Mafra Shumas Amaisras. Oh, but being that he didn't have to say they came from Eretz Yisrael, Iboy Shasak, he could have been quiet, and had he been quiet, he would not have to be Mafra Shumas Amaisras. So now that he says that they came from Eretz Yisrael, and then he says Musar name that he was Mafra Shmaisras, we believe him. The halacha is, we assume he's telling the truth, and it's for that reason. The halacha is, you would not have to be Mafra Shmaisras. So this is an example where you would trust Dama Oretz to say that he was Mafra Shmaisras, even though ordinarily you're not. And it's based on the concept, it's based on the yisoid of Pesha Asar, Pesha Heter. The Mishnah continues and says, Mishalihain, what if Dama Oretz simply says, I want you to know, these peiros, they grew in my field in Surya, Chayv Lasar, you have to give Maisras. Why? Because like we said, peiros Surya, Chayv and Shumas and Maisras, Midirabanon, and being that Tamaritz is not believed when it comes to Tamai, he's not believed to say he was Mafresh Maisras, so the halach is, you would have to be Mafresh Maisras. Musarinheim. What if he says that they grew in my field, but I was Mafresh Maiser? Neman, again, he's believed, he's believed with a Pesha Aser. Why? Because if he wanted, he could have said nothing. He could have just sold it. We would have assumed it's Pater from Shumas and Maisras. So if he says, Mishalihain, they grew in my field, but he didn't say he was Mafresh Maisras, so then you have to be Mafresh Maisras. If he says they grew in my field and I was Mafresh Maisras, then he's believed, again, because of Pesha Aser. Let's say this Amma'aretz just sells the pears. Doesn't say anything. He just sells the pears. So we're saying now, really, you would not have to be Mafresh Maisras. The reason is because we go Basar Roiv, and Roiv Peiros and Surya came from Chutz Laaretz, so that we would assume that it's Pater from Shumas and Maisras. But if you know that this Amaretz has his own field, then you have to assume that he's selling it from his own field. Chayv Lasar, it's for that reason you're going to be Chayv to give Maisras. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah really is that there's an idea of Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitter in the world of Demai. So that ordinarily an Amaretz is not believed to say that he was Mafresh Maisras, but at the same time, if he has a Migu, if he has a Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitter, then in that instance, he would be believed. And the mission just worked through some of the nuances of when we say he has a Migu and a Pesha Asa, when he does not have a Migu and he doesn't have a Pesha Asa.